The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
You're most likely going to be permanently disabled. He said you could die, and he also said, the best case scenario is you'll have major chronic pain. I didn't walk for almost a full year. 10 months, I didn't walk a single step.
Wow.
2 months, I was on a walker. And still even now, I'm about 90% back. I think within a few months, I should be back to 100%.
Through his own experience, Dr. Josh Axe helps us understand the powerful connections between physical, mental, and spiritual healing.
Welcome to Life Today. I'm Randy Robison. This is Tammy Trent.
Hello.
The doctor is in.
Yay!
It's Wellness Wednesday.
Yes.
And we have some medicine for you. We're going to call it mind shift medicine because that's what our guest today calls it, and it works. We're going to tell
yes,
you how.
Yes, it does.
So we hope you enjoy this. Our guest is Dr. Axe. He has a book called Think This, Not That, Dr. Josh Axe, and he joins us. And it's really good to see you.
Yeah, great to see you guys. Thanks so much for having me.
We've been wanting to have you on the program for a while because we know Jordan Rubin, and you and Jordan have done a lot of work together. So it's great to have you.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much. Again, it's an honor. Jordan says hello. He knew I was coming on this morning. So
great. Not only are we excited, but I know they are excited too because so many people follow you, Dr. Josh, and just love your insight and your knowledge. So I'm excited about this day too, and I know so many other people are.
Let's jump into the idea of a mind shift because, you know, we hear a lot about, you know, positive thinking or, I don't know, I think there are still some questions in a lot of people's minds, but does that really matter? You're saying that it matters a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, as I wrote this book, one of the things I was very conscious of is my faith. And so everything in the book is really built on a foundation of God's word. And, you know, Romans 12:2 comes to mind in terms of, you know, do not be conformed any longer to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yeah.
And I think that when we think about the mind of Christ, it's full of, you know, the virtues of faith, hope, and love. And so hope is it's part of a positive mindset.
Yeah.
And I don't think the mindset is thinking everything is perfect or the world is perfect and everything will go my way, but believing we've got a good God.
Yes.
And he's for us, not against
yes.
us. And so I think that's really what fuels and feeds the right mindset, a mindset of hope, a mindset that allows us to persevere through hard things, a mindset that allows our body to better heal. And one of the things I came across as I was doing research for this book was the power of a healing mindset. And I notice as I've taken care of tens of thousands of patients over the years in my functional medicine clinic. And one of the things I discovered was the people that got the best results are the people that had a healing mindset.
Do you think it's the power of the mind alone? Like, in other words, your faith has made you well, but is it just your faith or is it your faith in Christ that makes you well?
Well, I think there's a little bit of a nuance that I'll share with you here that
yeah.
I think makes a difference. I think that, you know, because there are other things tied into, some people don't believe they should be healed. Maybe they have shame, maybe they have guilt, there's other things that go along with that. And then when we realize what Christ did for us and that he took on that burden, I think that's something else. So again, just to be clear, I do think all the medical literature shows if you believe positively and you believe you can heal, you have a better chance of it. But I do believe the biblical view of Christ died for us, he is our healer, by his stripes we're healed, I think that is something that goes beyond just the belief.
Well, to me, it sounds like there's something foundational in the way God created us.
That's right.
So it's going to work, you know, because truth is truth, regardless of who employs it.
Yeah.
But when your faith runs out, as mine sometimes does, I like to be able to go, okay, there's someone else involved in this transaction. It's not just up to me.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And many people's faith runs out quickly, I think, when you're dealing with pain. Don't you, like, I mean, I think, like, I just, hard to believe, but I broke my arm just recently, just on the radio head, and I'm having a hard time stretching out. But honestly, doctor, it's kind of like, my mindset is like, it could have been worse. thank God.
That's so good.
And I am going to heal. It's going to be fine. What can I do, though? How can I also align my thoughts with the thoughts of Christ in all of this? Like, I am strong. I'm getting a little older, so the falls are hurting a little more. But I think you're right. That mindset, and I feel like it for myself, too. Even when I saw my own doctor, I was like, I'm going to heal. I'll get better. And she was like, oh, I'd be careful stretching. And I'm like, no, I can do this a little bit. It's probably good. But, you know, I push it a little bit. But I think people do lose their faith to believe. It's like, how do we reframe that to align our thoughts with the thoughts of Christ and to change our mindsets if we struggle with it in the first place?
Yeah, well, I think a lot of it goes down to, one, I think everything comes down to knowing that God is a good God. He's a perfect Father.
Yeah.
And so I think that it's so important to be walking with that and that knowledge and awareness of that. And then also with that, I think that, you know, thinking about the Bible, I mean, sometimes God waits a long time for people to heal.
Yeah.
And I've had my own health crisis. I've had my mom who went through cancer, and I think there are times within my own health, family's health, patient's health, and I've sort of wondered and asked God, why?
Yes.
Why is it taking so long?
Yeah.
Or why do we have to suffer through this? And you know what? Sometimes on the back end, I do get the answer. It's almost never in the moment.
Totally.
But later on, I look. But I'll give you an example of this. Like when my mom went through cancer, it was the hardest thing I'd ever gone through when I was a child. I mean, by far. I mean, seeing your mom go through chemotherapy. I remember my mom taking a pick through her hair comb and all the hair coming out and her just weeping. And being that was so hard as a kid in seventh grade seeing that. And there was never, during that time, there was never a moment I would have thought at that time to say, I'm grateful I went through that.
Right.
But what's crazy is if you would ask my mom that now, who's in her mid-70s, she would tell you, I am grateful that I had breast cancer. And the reason is she said that, you know what, I am now more grateful for my life.
Yeah.
Having God work a miracle in my health was amazing. She said, your father and I, we got built a stronger bond than we ever thought possible. My mom now uses it as a mission to help other women with breast cancer, teaching them how to make green smoothies and use essential oils and eat healthy and all of those things. And so, you know, I think when people are going through it, I think that it's important for them to, one, keep the perspective of being grateful for, as you just said, what you do, being grateful for the health they do have, and also just continuing to trust the process, and also say, God, what can I learn from this? How can I use this for good in the future? Maybe being more compassionate and empathetic towards other people that are in pain.
Yes.
Maybe there's a way I can minister to them.
Totally. You know, in chapter 12, here's something. That's the power up your potential with positive perseverance. So this one is personal. You may or may not experience a full recovery. The doctor told you, and you will likely experience pain for the rest of your life. And at one point, he even told you that you could be permanently disabled or even die.
Mm-hmm.
How did those words change your life?
Yeah. I was sitting with the doctor. This was about a little over 2 years ago, so not that long ago, probably 2.5. And I got a spinal infection, which was very random. I went in for a simple medical procedure, was supposed to be using just my own cells actually for healing. And I'd had it done before, and my disc got infected, my bone got infected, I had an abscess by the spinal cord. I had to be taken on a medical flight. I was in Puerto Rico to Florida. And yeah, the doctor sat down with me, he said, Josh, listen, you're most likely going to be permanently disabled. He said, you could die. And he also said, the best case scenario is you'll have major chronic pain. And I had about 24 hours of just, I felt like spiritual warfare.
Yeah.
Of just like feeling like almost like my life was over. And then I was in prayer and I felt like God was like, I am bigger than your condition. I'm bigger than your diagnosis. And so I just really leaned into God and believed that God would heal me. Mm-hmm. And so I started doing a lot of natural procedures. I started everything from hyperbaric chamber to vitamin IVs. I did have to get on antibiotics for a short time, only a third of the time though that I was recommended early on. And through the process, I started healing. But a lot of people don't know this. Like I didn't walk for almost a full year, 10 months. I didn't walk a single step.
Wow.
2 months I was on a walker. And still even now, I'm about 90% back. I think within a few months, I should be back to 100%. But it was crazy. Yeah, I mean, I went from throwing my two-year-old daughter in the air to not being able to get out of bed for months. And so when I was going through that, I really had to continue to fix my eyes on Jesus and know that he was my healer. And, you know, it did give me more compassion and empathy for other people. One other thing I really tried to do when I was going through that process, I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, would you not only help me get to back to where I was and beyond, but would you also help me grow spiritually and mentally?
Yes.
And I felt like, I feel like now I'm more mentally strong, mm-hmm. more spiritually strong as I've gone through that. But it's hard. I mean, when I had a month or two, or, you know, months at times where I was like, I'm no better, will I walk again? Mm-hmm. It's hard. But the only thing, and I'm serious, the only thing that made it better was to fix my eyes on Jesus. It was the only thing that made it better because, like, after I got the diagnosis, I went home and did a lot of Google research and research in terms of, just in terms of, hey, how well do people tend to recover on these infections that get by the spinal cord and in the bone? And it wasn't good.
Yeah.
Like, it was really actually very depressing.
Yeah.
And so even the medical studies and the testimony, none of that helped. It was really just, you know, focusing on God as my healer.
So it's, you know, it's interesting that you took the path that you did for your recovery. I know your mother, when she faced cancer the second time, did not do chemo.
That's right. All natural,
All natural, okay. She's doing great.
She's in Florida, water skis, bringing her grandkids to Disney World. Yeah, she's great. She's great.
So, and you know, it's hard. You know, we're not here to give medical advice on this program, even though you are a qualified doctor. How do you tell people that are facing a tough diagnosis, whether it's your mother or yourself, right?
Yeah.
How do you know what to do? In other words, it may be different from a medical standpoint, but yet from a spiritual standpoint, it's somewhat the same, isn't it?
Yeah. I think that spiritually it's the same, mentally it's the same. I will say this, though, too, because I do get this question pretty often.
Yeah, I bet.
Dr. X, how do I know what diet to do or what to follow if I get a medical diagnosis? Do I do hormone replacement therapy? Do I take the thyroid medication? Do I do the keto diet or whatever diet?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Here's the first thing to recognize. Everybody is very unique. Mm-hmm. In fact, if I have a patient with cancer versus inflammatory bowel disease, those are very different diets. Men and women hormonally, those are very different diets oftentimes. And so there is a verse, and I really believe that this permeates all of life, and it is, Jesus said, by your fruit you'll recognize them. There are people today that are giving health and medical advice that are incredibly unhealthy or have very little training, and that's really not who you want to follow. Like, you want to follow somebody that is healthy and somebody that is helping other people get great results. They have good fruit in their life. So that's one thing I'll mention is that there's so much propaganda, there's so much information on the media that you really want to be able to say, who is somebody that is living out that thing in their life? What are they doing, and learn more from them? And so that is one piece of advice. But I think for everyone across the board who has a health issue, I think really, like, one thing my mom did is when she had cancer, we printed out for her about 20 different Bible verses about healing. Mm. You know, by his stripes you're healed.
Amen.
You know,
yes.
Heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for you are the one that I praise. I mean, those sort of verses, constantly meditating on those day and night, I think is so profound and helpful. And I also think about the one thing that I found, the people we hang out with really makes a big difference. Being around a community that is worshiping God and people that are encouragers, that is one of the single biggest factors to help somebody heal. Because if you have people around you who are basically allowing you to live in self-pity and a victim mentality, it's not going to help you heal. You want somebody that's sort of a combination of nurturing you and loving you, but also challenging you and telling you, you're more, you can do better. God is your healer. And so I think you really, you know, the people you hang out with, focusing on those Bible verses, spending time in prayer.
And you know, fear is like the first thing that happens when you get a certain diagnosis.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
How damaging is fear, even to our physical health?
Fear is maybe the most destructive of all health conditions in terms of emotions that impact our health. Because what fear does, and I'm just going to get into, you know, the biology here. When you're fearful, it increases the hormone called cortisol, which is a stress hormone. Well, cortisol is typically that first hormone that it's like a domino effect. You've had cortisol, well, now insulin's off. Well, now progesterone. Well, now estrogen. Well, now testosterone. Well, now all your thyroid hormones.
Wow.
So serotonin for your mood. I mean, so all of these hormones get disrupted when cortisol gets off. And that's really what fear, that first hormone that tends to be be tipped over in that issue. And so, I mean, in every medical condition, people don't realize this, actually affects a different organ system. Fear affects your adrenals and reproductive organs, so your male and female organs. Worry affects your digestive system. Grief, so not letting go of things from your past and unforgiveness, that affects your immune system. Anger, resentment towards others, that affects your detoxification system, and anxiety, that affects your heart, your blood pressure starts to raise. So, so it really, you know, in there are Bible verses about all of those. Cast your cares on him, you know, with every one of those different emotions, Jesus is the answer.
So I think probably going to my next doctor appointment, I'm going to bring all my scriptures.
That's right.
Yes, and I think as simple as it sounds, it might be what some people need in their life. If you are fear-based, if you already know you struggle with anxiety and some of these things and stressors, then I think what I hear you saying, too, some very practical, simple things to do as followers of Christ, as believers of God's Word, to know it, to write it down. If it's hard to memorize it, then write it down. Take it to the doctor's office with you, and when he walks out of the room, I do not carry the spirit of fear. In the name of Jesus, I can conquer all things, whatever it is, but it's speaking these things, changing your mindset, aligning your mind and your mouth with the things of God, the way he would think, the way he would speak.
And one of the other biggest things I want to say to him is that there is a, you need to fix your eyes on the best outcome.
When
I had this sort of visual in my head when I got this diagnosis, one was, I'm permanently disabled. I can never do the activities and the things I want to do again. And I had a mental picture of it. And then I had another picture of me throwing my 2-year-old daughter up in the air, mountain biking, working, doing all those things with my family. And I had to decide to fix my eyes on this thing, the best possible outcome. So it really, and so people need to think about that very carefully of what is my best possible outcome. Yes. And fix your eyes on that.
I broke my face a few years ago. Lafort.
I don't know why I'm
laughing. I think it's a Lafort 2.
It's just funny to say I broke my face.
I did. Nose, cheeks, upper jaw, right? And so, you know, you've seen that one, right? It's a nasty break.
Yes.
And I'm in the hospital, and my face is swollen. You don't want to see the pictures. And my dad walks in for the first time. And he pauses, and he's like, oh, you know? And I turn, and I said, I'm right here, you know, because I could. He goes, what? And I said, I'm going skiing, because I love snow skiing. This was a week before Thanksgiving, and the snow was starting to fall, and I was determined, I'm getting out of the hospital, and I'm going skiing, and by January, I had a full helmet wraparound thing.
Wow.
And I am snow skiing. I think, you know, what you're saying, how we approach things, even the difficult things, the hard things, the things that may not, they may not always have the best outcome.
Yeah.
Our mind shift is the best medicine.
Yeah, yeah, that's absolutely good. Agree. And one of the things I get to in the book is I really talk about this attitude and mindset of gratitude and how one of the first things I do every morning, I do what's called my spiritual triathlon, and I start that off with a gratitude walk and just saying everything I'm grateful for, and God, you are good. And I think praising him even before you're healed for the healing that he's doing within us at that time.
Yes.
Is one of the best things to do as well.
I love it.
And even if you don't feel like it, that's the hard thing. Like there were most days I was like, I don't feel like praising you right now,
right.
But I'm going to praise you anyway.
Right. Yeah.
But I think it changes. Josh?
By the end?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I think something all of a sudden you're like, okay, Father, and my hands are raised and here I am. But within 5 minutes, I'm like, hallelujah, I am fighting. Even if I'm wounded, I'm going to fight through this. And I'm going to believe, even if I don't really believe, I'm going to say I do. Because I think it's the way we speak. And the more we talk, it's a confession of the heart.
Yes.
We're like, I'm just going to be a pessimist and it's never going to get better than this. And some people may tell you that it's all it'll ever be, but God has a different word for you today, and life could change for you today as you begin to change your mindset. And I'm telling you today that there are some people in this world that are believing. Their mindset is set on greater things. They just need a little extra help right now, but they are believing for God to come through. And I want to show you this really special, special moment. And I want you to be able to see where you and I get to be a part of that movement and to help them come through to the other side to find hope.
And when you do, you can request, think this, not that.
Yes.
So watch this, see how you can help, and then pick up Dr. Axe's book. It'll help you.
Perfect.
So I'm sitting here on the side of a huge cavern with my sister in the Lord, Buddy. She has been sharing with me that since she was a little girl, she has had to carry water for more than 2 kilometers to provide for the water needs of her family. The scary thing is, the water that is here, they have drank for years, and the doctors have told them to stop drinking it because it is what is making them sick and it is what is making their children sick. But friends, there's no other water for them to drink. Does not have to be that way. We can fix this problem. You and I together, James and Betty, all of our missionary partners, we can fix these problems. And Buddy and her children will never have to come and draw water out of a place like this again. Because we have the ability to put fresh, clean water right near their home with a beautiful hand well that will be able to provide for her and her children and her grandchildren for as long as they live here. You know, the scripture teaches us to love one another, to bear one another's burdens. This is one of the greatest opportunities to demonstrate the gospel. With your help, we're going to be able to drill water wells all through this region. James says it all the time. We are going to not only give them water for life, we're going to give them the water of life. And I'm so grateful that because of your partnership, we're able to come into communities like this, partner with local pastors and local churches to drill water wells in these villages. And I'm so grateful that we as believers have an opportunity to participate.
That woman has a smile on her face because of viewers just like you. Because she has clean water in her village after a lifetime of disease, of loss. That ends when we go in.
Amen.
So many mothers are crying so many tears for their lost children all around the world. And we can put an end to it. Tammy, as difficult as it is, I know, for you to go into these places and to see the heartache, the heartbreak, it's only possible because we know we can make a difference.
Yes, yes, we can, and we do. God's people, we come together and we make a difference. Every time we present these stories to you, they're real. These are real people. Mm-hmm. These people are, they're suffering. Their hardship is real. The burden is heavy. I honestly can't even relate to a lot of what they feel every single day. I've just never had to live a life like that. So when I have the chance to go there and spend the day with them and carry a bucket for them up a hill or trek down a trail where, you know, we could possibly fall and break an arm again, whatever the case is, I want to do it with them because I want to know what it feels like. But I also want to be able to sit with them and share hope with them to say, look, I'm going to take the story. I'm going to take it back to my friends. We're going to talk about it on TV. We're going to share your story. We were able to bring hope in that village. You saw that well. We were able to do that. But I'm telling you, there are many villages all around and throughout that need that same kind of joy, Randy, right now. And we can help bring that to them.
We can. And really, if you could go into a situation and change the life of one person today, would you?
Yes.
I think most of us would, and that's the beauty of it. In fact, consider this. Your gift today of $48 will help provide clean drinking water for a lifetime, not for one person, but for 10 people. That's because when we look at the Water for Life program, 20 nations, our goal of 350 wells, frankly, I'd like to go right by that this year. You will change someone's life with a simple gift. A gift of $144 will provide clean drinking water for 30 people for a lifetime. And that's because these wells are quality. They last an average of 70 years. Some of you can give $4,800, which would provide that well 1,000 people, a lifetime, clean drinking water, smiles, no more tears. Whatever you can do, I pray that you will just stop for a moment and say, Lord, what would you have me do? Because you want to be a part of this beautiful outreach. As John said, giving people water for life in the name of Jesus, the water of life. And I'll mention one more thing. If you want Josh Axe's book today, Think This, Not That, request it. We'll send it to you. We want to bless you. But thank you as you reach out and bless someone else, so many others today. Make the best gift you can.
Every day, thousands of lives are lost to waterborne disease, and nearly half of those are children under the age of 5. Through Mission Water for Life, you can give mothers hope and children a future as we provide clean, life-giving water for thousands of children and their families before it's too late. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you Dr. Don Cobert's new book, Spiritual Health Zone. Discover the key to living in divine health as you find a roadmap to adding joy, peace, and years to your life. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request the He Restores My Soul candle set. This decorative candle and match set will inspire you to remember the restoring presence of Jesus, the true light of the world. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and request our new bronze sculpture, Lion of Judah, inspired by Revelation 5:5. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
You really can make a difference. You can be the difference in someone's life that desperately need your help. So I hope you'll go online or go to the phone, make the best gift you can. When you do, request Think This, Not That by Dr. Axe. We would love to send it to you. And I've enjoyed this, Tammy.
I've loved it. I've been so looking forward to it.
I need more.
I know. Let's do more.
Can you do more?
Yeah, I'm here. Let's do it.
Come back for more Wellness Wednesday.
Yes. We'd love to.
Well, okay, great. We hope that you will come back as well. And if you miss any programs, go to lifetoday.org. We'll see you next time.
Regardless of your net worth, estate planning benefits you and your family. Do not put off this important step to peace of mind. Contact Life Planning Services today.
There's something a little disappointing about everything.
Yes.
But all our disappointment will be gone in heaven. Absolutely gone.
Tomorrow.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.